Good morning. Welcome to Fellowship. Today I want to teach on Jesus Christ, the last Adam. 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 45. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, was made a living soul. The last Adam was made a quickening spirit. See, there was two Adams. It's an interesting way. This is the only place in the Bible he's referred to as the last Adam, at least in King James. There might be other translations that refer to more, but it's a unique reference to Jesus Christ. But the first Adam, that's how we got our body and soul. And the first Adam had spirit. He was originally a threefold being. He had body, soul, and spirit, but he lost it. And Jesus Christ came that we might have life and have it more than abundantly, but he brought back the spiritual aspect to it, made us complete beings again, so that through God we can become a threefold being. Let's go back to Genesis. Let's look at Adam. Chapter 2, verse 7. It says, and the Lord God formed man from the dust of the earth, and he breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and he became a living soul. Okay, he's got body. And our, you know, if you analyze the elements of our body, it's a lot like garden soil. It's similar. And he breathed, and he became a living soul when God gave him breath life. Well, that's two aspects of what Adam was. The third aspect is actually in the previous chapter, in verse 26 of chapter 1. And God said, let us make man in our image. Well, we know God is spirit. And after our likeness, and let them, speaking of mankind, have dominion over the fish of the sea, the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth on the earth. See, that's what gave Adam that dominion. He was more the other animal kingdom. They were body and soul. They didn't have spirit the way Adam did. And so God, verse 27, God created man in his own image, and what he created was that spirit. Because you read over there where he formed, and he had already formed him. It's interesting, they put the first part in chapter 2 and the second part in chapter 1. But he had already formed him and already given him breath life, and then he infused him with Holy Spirit. And it's interesting here in verse 28, and God blessed them. Let's read the rest of 27. And he created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them. Gotta love King James. You know, I still think Yoda translated half of these verses. And God blessed them, and God said unto them, be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth. Because if you read the Old Testament, Robert, we're talking about how you're reading the Old Testament, you can get the impression, you know, like the Catholic monks did, they got the impression reading, going back, that the earth was 6,000 years old.
Right.
But we know today that that's virtually impossible. You know, it might be, well, God could have done it in 6,000. Heck, God could have done it in 6,000. Could be 6 years old. Maybe this is all an illusion, or maybe it's 6 trillion or gazillion or whatever. But the thing is God said in the beginning, and what he's saying here, replenish. That means there was something here before. There was who knows what was here before. But there was things that were here before. Replenish the earth and subdue it, and have dominion over the fish and so on, and all that stuff. So let's go to John chapter 4. Here's a verse we all know. John chapter 4, verse 24. God is spirit. They that worship must, you know, worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. But God's not a human being. God, you know, it says in the Old Testament, God is not a man that he should lie. That's Numbers 23:19. We're not going there, but that's another verse. And in Psalms, it talks about, let's go there. Psalm verse 8, the 8th Psalm. I'm sorry, not the verse, but the Psalm 8 and verse 4. It says, "What is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him?" You see that term, son of man, throughout the Old Testament, and Jesus Christ quite often refers to himself as son of man. Well, son of man is the title of authority. It's because, remember, God gave him dominion. That was his... We're son of the one that God gave dominion to. God, and so we have that authority. "For thou hast made him," man, "a little lower than the angels." And angels is not really a good translation. I believe the word in the text would be Elohim, which is one of the words for God. And actually the word El stands for God, and Ohim is part of, talks about God the Creator, and then there's El Shaddai, God Almighty, and so on. There's a lot of, God had a lot of names.
Elohim, you're right.
Yeah. And it made, so he made man a little lower than God, and has crowned him with glory and honor. And thou madest him to have dominion over the works of thy hands, and thou hast put all things under his feet. Now this is also, this is partially a statement of how amazing man is in the whole scenario of the history of the earth, but part of it also is a prophecy of the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. So let's go to Hebrews. And here it refers to that scripture, but it's a little bit different. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 7. And it talks about, "Thou madest him," man, "a little lower than the angels, and thou crownest him with glory and honor, and did set him over the works of thy hands, and thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet, for in that he put all in subjection under him, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see yet not all things put under him." There's still some things that are left unfinished that'll be finished in, when Jesus Christ returns. "But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels." Well, again, that shouldn't be angels. Jesus was made a little lower than God. Well, also, we have to remember, now, who is Jesus here? Jesus is the second Adam, the last Adam. The first Adam was a threefold being, but he sinned, and he lost his spirit. And then man, for thousands of years, has wandered in the devil's realm without Holy Spirit. And we were, it's like, what's that movie, Back to the Future, when Marty McFly goes back and sees his dad, and his dad is in high school, and he's going down the hall in high school, and he's got a kick me sign taped to the back of him. Well, that's what we were in this world. We were walking around in the world with a kick me sign on us. And when we got Holy Spirit, God took off the kick me sign, and we had a way to stop the kicks. We had more power than those who were kicking us. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than God for the suffering and death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. See, he was died on our account so that we could get our spirit back. The first Adam lost it, but without him, we wouldn't have body and soul. So thank God for the first Adam. You know, he was amazing. I mean, we were talking about IQs before fellowship started. I can imagine the first Adam, his IQ level must have been a freaking genius.
Yeah.
150, 175, 200. I mean, it was probably off the charts. Jesus Christ was probably the same way. Jesus Christ was 12 years old, sitting in the temple, and all the great minds were thinking, wow, this guy's smarter than we are. Holy Toledo. I don't think they said Holy Toledo, because Toledo hadn't been started yet. But let's go to verse 14 here. For as much as the children, normal human children, are partakers of flesh and blood, they partake fully in the flesh and blood descended from Adam. So that's why we have sin nature, because it's genetic. It's in our genes. We get it from Adam. We can't help it. We're born that way. Jesus Christ, he also, talking about Jesus Christ, took part of the same. Well, which part did he take? He took part in the flesh. His bloodline came from God. So that means, it talks about many times he had innocent blood, and how when he was crucified, innocent blood was shed. And so he took part. He had the flesh from Adam. So remember, it was a threefold being. He made the body, he created the soul life, and he created the spirit life. The spirit was gone by the time the second Adam came along, and Jesus Christ, the second Adam, didn't take part in the soul life from Adam. He took part in the flesh. So his flesh part came from Adam, but the soul life came from God. And so then when he became our sacrifice, he paid in full our sins so that we could get spirit back and we could become threefold beings again. God so outsmarted the devil. The devil had to be kicking himself when he realized how bad he was outsmarted in this whole thing. So let me finish this verse. He took part in the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil. And we'll read 15 as well. And deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the nature, I'm adding that word, it's implied here, the nature or the seed of Abraham. Let's go to Isaiah chapter 43. In verse 7, and here it documents made, formed, and created all in one verse. Everyone that is called by my name, for I have created him for my glory, I have formed him, yea, I have made him. And God creates the spirit, and he made the soul life, and he formed the physical body. Let's go back to Corinthians 15. 1 Corinthians. I don't think 2 Corinthians has 15 chapters. I think it's a little less than that. 1 Corinthians 15:22. For as in Adam all die, so even in Christ shall all be made alive. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. Let's start in verse 7, actually. For we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom of God, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Now, it says the mystery was hidden. A lot of people get the impression that the mystery is something that's just really hard to figure out. It's this complex thing that it's, you got to be really smart. The mystery's really simple. It's just that it was hidden. It's like if I take this, we got these nice little decorative gourds because it's that time of year, it's fall, so I go to the store and buy these. Now if I take this, put it in my pocket here, you don't know it's here. It's hidden. I bring it out. I say, oh, yeah, it's yellow. It's got funny little bumps on it. And I guess people actually, I don't know if that's edible. What?
It's like opening a wrapped present.
You there you go. Like Christmas time or birthday. It's a wrapped present. You don't know what's in it. You can maybe shake it and sort of figure it out. You could go into the Old Testament and maybe guess what the mystery was. There's hints in the Old Testament that God was going to bless the Gentiles and he was going to do something great in Jesus Christ. But the devil never dreamed it would be this big. Which, verse 8, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory.